Every year, millions of individuals around the world are diagnosed with some sort of cancer. Although there is no definite cure for cancer as of now, cancer treatment has been improving each year. We had the chance to talk with Dr. Chris Orvig, Professor of Chemistry and Pharmaceutical Sciences at the University of British Columbia, to talk more about a developing but extremely promising form of cancer treatment known as targeted radionuclide therapy. First, we asked Dr. Orvig to help us understand some of the problems associated with common cancer treatments, such as chemotherapy.
The problem with cancer chemotherapy is that it's not specific. I always liken it to poisoning the patient, and you hope that the cancer is poisoned a little more. Now, it's becoming a more exact science in that trying to poison the cancer more is getting more and more successful, but still, when you take those anti-cancer drugs, you're basically, as a patient, you're being poisoned.
Dr. Orvig mentions that chemotherapy essentially poisons the patient in order to kill the cancer cells, which is why him and his research group is currently trying to improve and develop targeted radionuclide therapy, a different type of cancer treatment.
What we're trying to do, and we're not alone, there's a lot of other people interested in this as well, is to try and use radiation, and specifically use radiation that's very targeted to try and very specifically take out the cancer cells and not the healthy cells.
Targeted radionuclide therapy is not utilized nearly as much as other forms of cancer treatments, such as chemotherapy. We asked Dr. Orvig why this was the case.
A lot of it is still in the experimental stage. As you can imagine, it's not a trivial matter to get permission both from regulatory authorities and from patients' families to try experimental treatments on them. Right? You have to know, the most important thing always in introducing any new chemical, whether it's radioactive or not, into somebody is you want to make sure it's not going to kill them, right? And you want to make sure it's not going to cause more injury than the disease they have. So right now, this is still very much in the experimental stage, but there are lots of places and cancer centers like BC Cancer that are focusing on this because many people think this targeted idea has to be better than the chemotherapy that is currently used.
In the few cases where targeted radionuclide therapy has been utilized, it has been commonly used for prostate cancer treatment. We wanted to know if there was a specific reason for this.
Well, prostate cancer, as many of us like to say, prostate cancer is where breast cancer was 15 years ago, i.e., we became much more aware of breast cancer, and there are now a lot of better treatments for breast cancer than there were 15 or 20 years ago. Breast cancer, and I'm not sure about this, but I think breast cancer is one of the most common cancers in women. Prostate cancer is a very common cancer in men. If you live to be 85, pretty much one in two men has prostate cancer.
Furthermore, a research paper published in 2016 by the Heidelberg Cancer Center in Germany showed just how good targeted radionuclide therapy can be for prostate cancer treatment.
They used this on two men who were terminal prostate cancer patients. The only reason they were allowed to try this is because these two men were going to die anyhow. And these two patients were actually cured. So these patients who were expected to live for, I don't know, months maybe, are now still walking around.
It is clear that targeted radionuclide therapy has great potential for cancer treatment, which is why many researchers around the world, including Dr. Orvig, are developing ways to improve it.